And we're live. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to Women That Shred. I was absentee last week. I don't think anybody missed me, so we're good. But this week, that's all good. But I brought this week my good friend, and I can say good friend, Megan Fink, who's down in Miami. So jealous right now. Hi, Megan.
Hi, everyone. Yes, my name is Megan Fink, and Raquel and I have been friends for a while through the industry, and she reached out to me to join, and I was super excited, and of course, I said yes.
You better have said yes. All right, so Megan and I, it's funny because you and I hadn't spoken in a while, and yesterday we got on the phone, and we got on a little bit of a soapbox, the two of us. With what is going on in the industry and just how we feel that there still aren't enough loan officers, real estate agents, just people in the industry putting themselves out there and being top of mind during this housing market. You know, I mean, there's a shift going on, right? So we were just kind of discussing how sometimes in our role, it's hard to really kind of get people to understand how important it is to put yourself out there. So that's what we're going to dive into today. And we're going to get kind of, we're going to be nice. Because I know that it can be, we can sound like a broken record with all of this. You know, I speak a lot in front of real estate agents and loan officers about how important it is to get on social media and, you know, kind of put yourself out there with a brand. And a lot of times it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. So I feel like we have to just continue to keep talking about it. And I know Josh Pitts does the same thing on his show. And there's a reason why we kind of keep talking about it, right? Because we feel really passionate about it and we feel like it's really important. So Megan, you and I are in completely different markets. You know, I'm up in the DMV and you're down in Florida. Like, what do you see that's going on down there? Because you're in Miami, where Miami apparently is like everyone's rushing to live in Miami.
Yes, everyone's here. South Florida is the hot spot, you know, ever since COVID. But I do think, you know, maybe it's because our industry, you know, it has, you know, it's evolving as times evolve. So that's where the digital presence, the social brand become so relevant. And, you know, I would say in South Florida, you know, a lot of the people in my industry, whether it's real estate or mortgage, you know, the people that are known in the industry, you know, have an active presence and brand and they're consistent with it. They position themselves as, you know, real estate, mortgage, financial service authorities. So their audiences know that although it may not be their specific niche, that they can reach out to these people and they will point them in the right direction as to whatever, you know, the need of the customer, so on is.
Nice. Oh, hi, Suha. I just want to say hi to Suha. And Carlos. Hi. I see you, Carlos. No, but that's, you're right. Like most people that really have kind of this large presence just in general, because they're also showing up on all different, you know, digital platforms as well. Now, I believe though, and we had this discussion as well, and this is something I spoke about last week, is that I think what is happening for a lot of our folks in our industry is they want to educate, which is really important. I feel like education right now is the key, especially with the home buying process, because you have so many millennials and you have new homeowners coming in that I feel like just haven't had parents that are have ever really explained much to them. And so this is a great opportunity to educate. But at the same time, I think what happens too is they think that it has to be all business, right? So like every time they post something on social media, every time they put themselves out there, it's, you know, I'm a real estate agent, I'm a loan officer. And then that's all they talk about. So tell me, like, how are you, like, what do you believe in? Like, what do you tell your loan officers, you know, as far as how to put yourself out there? Are you big, like, strictly, like, just educate, talk about mortgage? Or are you of the mindset of, hey, you still have to show who you are and showcase your likes and your interests and so forth?
Yeah, absolutely. So I always tell people, we're in the industry of, you do business with people you like and you trust. There is tons of loan originators, there's tons of realtors. What makes you stand out? And, you know, on our side, on the mortgage side, you know, it's not as sexy. We don't have content like realtors do where they can go to a penthouse facing Miami Beach. And
By the way, people that don't know Megan, she gets to take pictures at all these penthouses and these luxury yachts. And I mean, you're like a model out there. So I wouldn't say it's just real estate agent's girlfriend.
You know, I try to turn my content to be relevant to, you know, my industry on the mortgage side, but I have to talk about more than just mortgage to get people to like me, to buy into, you know, my messaging, my brand. So I'm a big proponent of, you know, there's obviously things you will not put on social media, but you want to connect with people on a personal level. So you can't just talk business, because people tune you out. They need to connect with you on a personal level, have some common ground with you where they're receptive to your message, because they essentially feel like they have commonalities with you.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people forget that people aren't usually buying houses every year, right? Like usually someone's not looking for a home or selling it, you know, that often. So if you think about it, your audience is probably not looking at that time. And so I believe that you still need to stay top of mind by just showcasing who you are as a person, so that when the time does come that they want to buy or sell a home, or they need to go, you know, get that mortgage loan, then they know automatically, oh, I know who I'm going to, because I already feel such a connection and I already feel like I kind of know their life and, you know, their values and just kind of who they are as a person. And then that's when they reach out to you. That's why the top of mind part is so important. But I feel like people think top of mind means that you literally have to share your entire personal life 24/7. And that's not the case. I mean, you can still do it in a way that you're literally not sharing everything. Believe me, I have my boundaries. I don't share everything, even though people think I do. I don't.
I don't. But yeah, you know, we all have to think of ourselves as we are a business, right? If you are a loan originator, although you work for an organization, like, you know, I'm with Home Team Mortgage, but essentially I'm still Megan Fink. So I have to think of myself as a business and show up in a way where I'm putting content out all the time that's relevant to my lifestyle, to my business, because Megan Fink, you know, people are doing business with me because they connect with me. So I have to always stay on top of that, whether it's if I'm trying to connect with new agents, you know, what value am I bringing to them to stay on top of mind? So one of the things that I always do is, you know, I'm someone that gets up very early. So I kind of beat the punch because I already got things out before people maybe even woke up. So What I like to do is I tag all my preferred agents or people that I want to connect with on my post. And then all they have to do is reshare. So I already did have the work for them. So with that, I'm staying on top of mind because they're always like, oh, wow, she always posts really good content. It's very pretty. And then I just get to reshare it. So hopefully she'll tag me next time because then I don't have to do that work. So that's how I try to stay on top of mind of people that maybe I haven't connected with in a long time, but I have some content that may be relevant to them.
Right. Well, you made a good point where you tag so that you've kind of already created content for them. So I believe in earned marketing, and that's something that I've really taken to heart. And I feel like it's really worked in the sense that, you know, a lot of times we kind of remain in a bubble in our industry, right? We think that loan officers should all be connected with real estate agents, you know, vice versa. And I stay top of mind a lot of times by doing what you do. But if I go to a restaurant that I frequent a lot, or if I, for example, I was in Louisville, Kentucky a couple weekends ago, and you're like me, we take pretty pictures, right? Like visually, we do a good job of kind of, you know, taking photography that people enjoy. And so I do that on purpose. And in my stories, if I'm at like a distillery, I was at a soccer game, And I tagged the team, I tagged the distillery, I tagged the restaurant I was at, all of it, right? And guess what? They reshared my Instagram story on their page. And, you know, those are people that have thousands and thousands of followers. So when they get to, you know, share my story, guess what? Their network, the people that follow them, might be like, hey, this was a great picture. I wonder what this, who this account is. And then they could easily scroll through my Instagram and look and see, okay, you know what? Raquel seems like someone that I would want to follow. And then you have kind of, you can get a following from there as well. So I tell people, like, try to think outside of your network, think bigger picture, right? And I think that's where a lot of times people also get stuck.
Yeah, no, I agree. And also it's like, you know, try to do things that have a purpose, right? Like anytime I post a picture of beautiful Miami, you know, I'm trying to sell the lifestyle here because A, I'm either trying to attract people that want to relocate here, or I'm trying to, you know, get people to invest more here. And I'm strategic about what I write. So I don't just post things for the sake of posting. It's usually strategic where I'm trying to showcase a venue so they tag me because maybe I want their audience to see me and discover. So it's just always, even in your day-to-day, it's like, how can I tie this into my work, make it relevant to my industry, but still keep it fun? And, you know, the biggest thing too is, you know, you can't be a secret agent. You have to have your pages open so people can reshare you, see who you are. You know, we're in a sales business. We're trying to connect with more people. So if you have all your settings in private, you're not going to be able to be reshared or be seen. So, you know, that mentality of being a secret agent, I think it's something we have to move away from.
Yeah. And also, I think another good point is, hi, Suha. Speaking of great points. Another one is, I believe a lot of times we get in our own heads, we, you know, kind of our insecurities, we don't want to be judged. And so a lot of times we automatically assume what people are going to think of us and how they're going to judge us. And so I'm of the mindset of let them decide whether they want to follow you or connect with you or if they like your content or not. Because I know I've heard from a lot of people, oh, I don't want people to get sick of me. I'm like, well, then that's like, let them get sick of you. You'd be surprised how many people don't get sick of you. You know, like, it's funny because even yesterday when I made a comment, when I called you and I was like, oh, you probably already got to the gym. You probably already had your tea, you know, all of that, right? And you're like, no, I didn't go to the gym. And you've said how people have actually responded to you when you don't post about your morning routine because they've gotten so used to and they love seeing your morning routine that when they don't, they get a little bit of, like, concerned over you, right?
Like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just human, you know. But people definitely, you know, stay engaged when you're consistent with it. And if you're doing, you know, something or providing content of value that they are in tune with, they're going to keep coming back for more. So part of it is just being consistent. And, you know, some days, you know, we don't want to do things, but, you know, it's just part of it. The consistency is what ultimately, you know, wins the race, keeps you top of mind because people know that, oh, she's going to post about that. Or like, I'm going to wait till, you know, that post comes out from her page because I know it'll look good and I'll be able to get some ideas. So, you know, definitely the consistency is what really helps to stay on top of mind.
Yeah. And it is tough. Believe me, I especially recently with my move, I'm feeling incredibly overwhelmed, stressed. I have a lot of anxiety, a lot of emotions. And so I've kind of not wanted to post on social media. So for me, what I've been kind of doing these last several days, knowing that I need to be consistent, like, once again, we're a business as well. And I understand, like, bigger picture and all of those things. And that's the tough part. And that's where people fall off is with the consistency part. So I know that I need to keep it up. So what I've been doing is I've been kind of posting things that are just making me laugh. You know, they're just kind of bringing joy to my life. And I think, okay, if I can laugh and this brings me joy and I can do that for others, then that's still adding value in some capacity. Like, if you, I love scrolling through my feed and seeing, like, that good movement and the upworthy word, like, random acts of kindness and people are just doing really good things in the world. And, you know, humanity is uplifted. Like, for me, the value that they bring to me is that they make me feel really good in that moment. And that shouldn't be dismissed either, because we keep thinking, oh, we had to add value by educating, by always like saying something super profound or something that really, you know, like they can walk away with this golden nugget. No, sometimes it's just making someone smile and laugh and feel good in that moment. Like, don't dismiss how powerful that is as well. So if you're that person, then show up on social media as that person and you'd be surprised.
Yeah, like sharing positive content, quotes, or something that you see. You know, more than not, people are watching. And if you're sharing positivity, uplifting, motivating content, you know, people are going to look to you for that.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, and I think a lot of times too is we get caught up on what is on social media and what we see and what's trending. So, for instance, like someone like myself, you know, for a while there, what was trending was this whole toxic positivity, right? And I'm a very positive person. And so at, you know, there comes a time, you know, there are times where I kind of question myself. I'm like, ooh, am I that person that's being toxic by being positive or making people laugh? And it's in, you know, going inside and realizing like, yes, but who am I as a person? What are my intentions? Right? And like, I'm doing this, it's coming from the heart. This is something that I feel genuine about is being positive. I mean, I've had my moments and I do share those, but it's also trying not to feed into what other people are saying or doing, because that's really easy to get caught up in that whole, you know, everything that's trending in the moment. And that's where it gets really tough too. Because if you're trying to keep with a trend and it doesn't really resonate with you and you're just doing it to do it, I feel people can tell. Yeah.
You have to be authentic, right? You know, with who you are as a person, you know, obviously there's parameters, but people can feel it, you know, when you're not being authentic with what you're associating yourself with, what you're posting about. So it's just staying true and authentic to who you are and showcasing that, because then you're going to be attracting more of those individuals in your sphere, whether it's for a client base, someone to potentially work with, because you're being authentic and it gravitates those people that share the same values and vibes that you do.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, those people that are like-minded and sharing those same values, I actually try to connect with those people outside of the platforms. Like for me, building relationships is really important. And I feel like that can kind of be the secret sauce. If you're visible, you're doing, you know, your stuff on social media, but you're also making sure that you're taking it offline and you're building those relationships. I feel like if you can do both of those really well, then there's no reason why you can't be successful in what you do. And I think that's where a lot of people kind of fall off as well, is they think, oh, if I'm on social media, then clearly like everyone's going to want to work with me and I don't have to do any more work outside of it. I feel like you do.
Yeah. Taking the online, offline, like if someone that you're prospecting is constantly looking at your content or engaging with it, if you're posting polls or whatever it is, it's taking that offline and be like, oh my God, thank you for voting on that. You know, that's a big issue for me as well. I would love to send you some additional information on that. And from there, get their email, their phone number, and start building a relationship, like you're saying. So then you're top of mind whenever they have a need. They're like, oh, I remember Megan sent me something about that. Let me reach out to her. But that happened because you took the online interaction and then took it offline and took it a step further.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is taking it offline and doing it in a way where obviously like you're like, oh, I see you follow me. Oh, do you want to buy a house? Are you looking to like, you know, get a loan? Like, no, it's just genuinely trying to get to know that person. And a perfect example is Christina. And she's on here and she shows up every single week. And now Christina has nothing to do with the mortgage industry. And she's someone that she and I connected on LinkedIn. And she was always, she's one of my biggest cheerleaders and supporters. And I reached out to her, I think, or maybe she maybe messaged me. I don't know. All I know is that like we carry our conversations offline on Instagram and the DMs, and she supports. And it has nothing to do with like, oh, maybe she'll be a potential client of ours. No, it's just getting to know people And then who's to say, like, maybe eventually if she was looking to buy, then maybe she'd reach out to me and say, hey, you know what, Raquel, like, I know you work in the industry. Could you maybe refer me? But I never, that's never in my head, right? Like, it's very, it has to be a genuine connection and relationship. And then not only that, when you build that rapport, guess what? You have a really strong community that supports you, so that let's say Christine actually has friends that are looking to buy, she might refer me to them, right? So it's like, once again, bigger picture, everyone, you know, it's the long run. It's, you got to be patient, and none of this happens overnight. I mean, Megan and I have known each other for years, and we've seen our journey unfold and evolve. And it's really cool because, yeah, it wasn't overnight. And Megan is a gorgeous, gorgeous woman in Miami, posting all the, you know, all the stuff, but you yourself are still like, you know how hard it is. And it's a lot of work. It's not just because you're a pretty face and you're posting that that's going to get you business or get you somewhere.
Yeah. It's showing up and, you know, just not being so transactional. It's, you know, about the relationships that you build with people and how what you're doing can bring them value, even if it's indirectly. Like, I get so many random like requests from people, and it's people that I like. So I'm like, sure, let me like help you in on this. And then in the long run, that's where, you know, what you're trying to do, you know, comes into fruition. But we have to always be relationship driven. And I think that's what allows you to connect with people outside your circles, or maybe people even at higher calibers than, you know, we are at. We all have people that we look at and you're like, wow, I would love to be in the room with them. And it's by building relationships, showing up, that people will do an introduction to these groups and, you know, kind of get you to be in those rooms you want to be. But it all starts with showing up, staying top of mind, that you're willing to learn, bring value, and that you're personable.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, we are in an industry that, especially with real estate agents, I believe a lot of them got into it during COVID because they thought, okay, this is kind of an easy career that I could do during COVID and it's going to be easy business. And same thing with loan officers. But I also feel that this year, a lot of them are going to kind of fall off, right, by the wayside, unfortunately. So I believe if you kind of already know that that's the case, then you should be showing up and putting yourself out there anyways as to who you are and the, you know, your interests and your passions and maybe your dreams and your goals. And who's to say that someone, the right person, might see that. And then you're afforded an opportunity that you never would have had, had you not, you know, just kind of been a little bit more transparent. And that's something that I know I do, because, and I've been, and when I say transparent, I'm very transparent. Like, I'm someone that I know in the future, the mortgage industry is not my future, like down the road. Everybody knows that. And even my company, like, pretty much knows that I have like, you know, bigger dreams as well. And that's okay. It doesn't mean, it's not a negative thing. It just means that like we all evolve. And so for me, when I show up, yeah, it's not just about the industry that I'm in and the job that I work for. It's about who I am as a person, so that, you know, once again, those like-minded people and people might give me opportunities I wouldn't have otherwise, like Josh Pitts, the fact that he gave me this opportunity. It's because I show up in a way that he realized, okay, she would be good at hosting. So it's the same.
I feel a good attribute as well is that you've always showed up consistently, right? Like, I remember when you started your LinkedIn journey, like, what, four years ago or whenever that was?
8 years ago. I started my LinkedIn journey like eight, almost nine. Yeah, it's been a while, girlfriend.
But you consistently showed up and putting the content of value to connect people. You know, whether it was talking about, you know, the mental health that you are an advocate for, or, you know, the branding, the importance of a personal brand, but just the consistency that you've been able to put together. And that's how it's allowed you to show up in different platforms and for people to see you and be like, hey, you know, she's really doing something consistent and building engagement. Because that's also the big part of it, of the whole game, right? You can have all these followers, all these things, but if people aren't engaging, then we've got a problem, right?
Yeah. And that's part of, you know, taking those relationships offline, because really building that level of trust and loyalty so that you are able to be transparent and vulnerable and share certain things. So, I mean, even with my journey, I've done a ton of different things, and the people that truly you know, believe in what I'm doing, they keep following my journey. No one's like left because suddenly I decided to, you know, I was trying to do my own business and then I came back into the mortgage industry. I haven't had anyone that really is kind of like, peace, I'm out. It's like, no, let's see what's happening. Like, let's see what's going to happen next with her. And, you know, hi, Darren. Sorry, I didn't say hi to Darren. But like even Suha, okay, she's another great example of someone that is dreaming big. She has a lot of, you know, things that she wants to do in the future. And she's been really good about showing up in so many different ways so that she has those opportunities. Because, yeah, once again, you know, not all of us want to stay in the same role, same industry forever. And that's okay. I think for so many years, it was like, oh, you can't say that. Like, yeah, why not? You know, why can't I say that I want to work with our youth in the future and that I, you know, want to be a youth advocate and I want to bridge the generational gap? What's wrong with saying that? You know,
it's all about just staying, you know, consistent and just top of mind with what you're trying to do. And there's days that you have mental blocks. There's days where I'm like, oh, how do I like articulate this? But, you know, just pushing through. And yeah, some content may be better than others, but you at least showed up and put something of value on there where some people just may choose to not do anything at all. So that's how I used to feel with Instagram Reels. And I'm not sure if you guys have seen how people are commenting now on Instagram, like, we want Instagram back. We don't want TikTok on Instagram, right. You know, and as it is of today, you know, Reels get a lot of exposure because Instagram is pushing that. So, you know, even if my reel is not, you know, the beats aren't on point the whole time, but, you know.
You have like everyone's pointing to something. Yeah. I was like, I can't do that.
Just putting something out there that has value, it looks good, it's better than not doing it at all. And then you're going to have an opportunity to show up with audiences that don't follow you, that don't know you. But, you know, if I got caught up in, oh, this isn't going to be perfect, I'm not going to post it, then I could, you know, I'm missing out. So it's sometimes just doing it to the best of your ability. And if someone's going to criticize on it, okay, cool. They're still watching what you're doing. So the point is still there of being top of mind.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm not very good with Reels. I'm definitely not good with TikTok. You know, I kind of know my sweet spot, you know, is LinkedIn, but I also have to challenge myself and grow. And so, yeah, I'm trying to work on my Instagram game a little bit better. But yeah, like I'm just doing it. And if it might not be the best thing ever and the views might not be that great, but like you said, at least I'm trying and I should only get better. Fingers crossed. But if I don't, I'm still trying to be consistent with it and still put myself out there because it really only takes, you know, a handful of people to truly believe in what you're doing that really matter. I feel like that to me is of greater importance and value than having thousands and thousands of followers and people watching your stuff but not engaging in it, not really caring to even like be in your world or in, you know, in your space. So for me, like that's personally how I do my social media is more about, okay, how can I attract people that are going to be someone that is, you know, they're going to support me and be my cheerleader and essentially maybe be a really close friend of mine as well. And so I do have an end game with that. It's not just the post.
It's also important, you know, to know your niche because, you know, I'm not going to connect and resonate with everybody. So, you know, I have to think about the audiences that I enjoy engaging with that I would want as part of my circle, my sphere, as customers to deal with. And from there, hone in. I think sometimes in sales, people think, oh, I can sell a house to anyone. I can sell a mortgage to anyone. Yes, you can. But, you know, let's be hyper-focused on your niche and your background. What allows you to connect with a different audience? Like, for me, I'm not a veteran. So if I go in trying to talk to veterans, they're going to be like,
yeah,
there's a disconnect there. Yeah. But if I'm connecting and talking to millennials, people that are interested in relocating, travel, that have a chocolate toy poodle, like I do.
Can we see Choco, please?
have the same interests as I do. And then it allows me to build relationships on authentic things.
Yeah. Can we see Choco again, please? Like, look at this face.
This is my supervisor.
Oh, my God. And, you know, folks, if you have a dog, people love dogs. So that's always great.
But that's easy content. You know, you put a picture of a dog and everyone will comment. So, again, it's like you want people to see your personality, who you are, and from there engage and build relationships on common ground. It doesn't always have to be about work, mortgages, you know, what's the rates today and things of that nature.
Yeah, nobody cares. Sorry. All right, Megan. Well, we are at the 30-minute mark. So let people know where they can find you on social media.
Yes. So I'm on LinkedIn, Megan Fink. On Instagram, I'm Miss Finky. So MSFINKY. That's a play on my last name. And then I'm a Miss. And same on Facebook, Megan C. Fink.
Nice, nice. All right, Megan. Well, thanks for showing up for me today. Uh-huh. And it was very last minute. But I just, you know, hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. And I really appreciate when everybody shows up and engages. So thank you, Christina and Darren and Carlos and Suha and whoever else that, but, you know, just didn't comment. It's all good.
Yeah. And I'll add you guys on LinkedIn. I know I have Suha, Darren, Christina, I'll follow you on or add you on LinkedIn and let's stay connected.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thanks, everyone. And have a fantastic rest of your week.
Bye.
See you next Wednesday.